I came to Katy from KVOC, but I was doing a late night rock show on KVOC, unbelievable as it sounds. I was wailing away in there late at night, and I get this phone call from Larry Laverne, and he said, would you be interested in a job at Katy? And I had always wanted to work at Katy, and I said, oh boy, yeah, when, what do you want? He said, well, just show up, you know, tomorrow or the next day. So I wasted no time. Got over there. What was this? Stu McKinley. I remember we had a wonderful time at that radio station. It was just great. Larry Laverne was a program director. There was a squirrely little guy that used to come in once or twice a week and mow the lawn and take out the garbage and this, that, and the other. And that's how I met Warren W. Cook.
The Blob.
The Blob. We are still very good friends from that day forth.
Who else do you remember besides Larry Laverne? And
I remember Bill Sims from the look on his face when I came to work one Saturday morning with screaming, bright, blonde hair. I thought Bill was going to mess his pants. I really did. But here, Blob and I show up, and we've got this screaming, white, blonde hair. Bill just said, oh, God. He just disappeared.
Talk a little bit about Katy at the time in that building.
It was a joy and a delight. I enjoyed it enormously. And then, of course, the big day comes when we move into the new studios, which we ran surveillance on almost daily. You know, all of us from the radio station at one time or another during the day would drive by 1600 Katy Lane behind the Holiday Inn. Mm-hmm. To see how they were doing, and when can we move in? When can we do this? And finally got moved in there. It was great. It was just great.
Do you remember, you know, one of the things that Katy was, we'll let Mr. FedEx go by. One of the things that Katy was, and all stations, the top 40 stations at the time, we're always into promotions and crazy things. Do you remember any of the promotions that stick out in your mind of, like, the Miss Popsicle contest or some of those kinds of things?
Well, we did a thing on, I can't remember what it was. You know, I don't. I don't. I'm very dim there.
You're dim.
Among many other
things. How did you learn how to do things like the commercials and the production and that part?
The hard way. I really did. It was the hard way. It turned out to be a piece of cake, you know. How to use your voice to convey something, you know, important, or what was supposed to be important.
Mm-hmm.
But it came very natural to me for some reason or another. I don't know why, but even when I was working in San Francisco, I did the same thing, you know. Mm-hmm. I was at a station that did nothing but foreign language programs in the hours that I was working. In the daytime hours, it was classical music. Mm-hmm. Cambridge, the span of the classics.
From Katy, do you remember where you went? And Katy really started a lot of careers in bigger markets.
Oh, boy, I reckon they did. They sure did.
There were some people that left Katy and went to Billings.
WLS in Chicago.
WLS and KOMA and KOIL and places like that. Yep. So where did your career take you?
Mine, it took me to Rapid City, South Dakota. And
Larry Laverne.
Larry Laverne.
Okay.
And that's when we really shone. Mm-hmm. That's when we really shone in those days. Larry was a brilliant, brilliant radio person. He really was. I don't know whatever happened to Larry. Last time I saw him, he was in Longmont, Colorado. Longmont, or Fort Collins, one of those. And but I went up to KIMM mm-hmm. in Rapid City And they were out in the boondocks. And we got snowed in a couple of times at the radio station. And that was kind of a disaster. That was a real disaster because there are only a few people that will ever know what I am talking about here. But I will tell you, it snowed so hard one evening that the boss's son, Tim Taylor, and we always referred to him as the boss's son, Tim Taylor, and I were stranded at this little radio station out in the middle of Rapid Valley or Rapid Heights or somewhere like that. We couldn't get in or out of the building, you know. Well, luckily for us, Gene Taylor, who owned the radio station, knew that this day was going to come, so he provisioned the radio station with all the stuff we needed, mainly soda crackers, and which was great. But
for the first 10 minutes,
yeah, Tim and I, we said, well, I don't know what the hell we're going to do, so we went into the control room and we started playing rock and roll records all night long.
This would have been what, 66?
About the time Sugar was popular.
Okay, that would have been 68, 69.
Okay, and after Rapid City, I got married, went to Fargo, North Dakota for some reason. That lasted a month.
Hopefully not in the winter.
I don't even remember. But Fargo was just a loathsome place. I didn't like it at all. So I was not at all too upset when my brother, who lived in Oakland, California, called me. He says, why don't you drop whatever it is you're doing and come out here to Oakland, learn how to play the bass guitar, and we'll make a band. Well, it seemed like a perfectly reasonable thing to do.
Well, and you already played the piano, right?
Yeah, I was already good on the piano. I didn't know straight up from all around about a guitar, and still don't. But I faked it for about 3 years, formed a band in Oakland. We were busy. Country. We were one of the two bands in the entire Bay Area. To this day, I fell in love with San Francisco, and I still am. Although I can't stand to live there. Mm-hmm. Nice place to visit, but even if you were in the upper high six figures,
sure.
I wouldn't live there. No.
Yeah, obviously you're retired now, but when was the last time you did any radio work or voice work? Or?
The last time I did any radio work was in Las Cruces, New Mexico. That was kind of a disaster. But then Las Cruces is kind of a disaster, too. Although it's my second choice of a place to live. I love Las Cruces.
Are you living in the first place right now?
The first place, yes. Yeah, I'm in Tucson. I'm staying here. Although it could be warmer. I'm thinking of Yuma. I'm telling you.
We're sitting here at 63 degrees and it could be warmer.
Anything under 70 degrees in my book is a blizzard.
Let's go back to some Katie.
Sure.
Name some names and see what your thoughts are. Bill Sims.
Bill Sims. Oh, there's a jewel, man. He was the general manager. I don't know. He just he had a tendency to get along with just about everybody. As long as you didn't mess with your hair color, you're going to be okay with Bill. Yeah, I remember Bill, and I don't remember her name, but the girl out front.
Judy. Judy Lewis.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And these funny little vertical windows all around us. Loved it.
Katie Weather Window.
The Weather Window. Yeah, that's right.
And the Katie Weather Tower. Correct Katie Counted Degrees.
Yes.
Did you work with Sarge McClintock?
I think so, but you know I cannot definitely say for sure.
Okay. Let's just wrap this up. Any final thoughts or anything that you want to relate to your time at Katie, your time in radio, your time at Casper,
your later years
while you worked at K2 and whatnot, and your parents were living in Casper, I remember.
Yep. Those were some delightful years, I got to tell you. The years that I was at Magic 94 were a joy and a delight, and one that I will never, ever forget. It was a beautiful experience, a wonderful experience, and I can hardly wait for sanity to return and we can have that kind of radio again. I am probably not going to live that long, but it's a nice dream
anyway. Nice thought, yeah. the days of corporate radio could go away tomorrow, and I think we'd all...
Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful?
Would be a lot better shape.
I will never, ever forgive Clear Channel.
Just overall, final impressions of your time at Katy.
Katy, it was those were just wonderful days. I mean, you're talking mid-60s here. Well, it's true that if you can remember anything in the 60s, you probably weren't there. But the few things that I can remember about the 60s were all great. I mean, it was just great. The music was great. The working conditions were superb. The whole, I don't know, it was a different milieu in those days. It was just a world away, just a world away.
Now, I know that Katy had a format that, while they appealed to the adults and the teens, mm-hmm. and the young people, were you pretty much free to play whatever you wanted, or was there a format that you had to kind of stick to?
Well, I think there was. I remember we had a box of records that had six or eight different compartments in it. Mm-hmm. And you pick one from box A, one from box B, and one from, you know, like mm-hmm. that.
A sides and T sides.
Exactly.
Yeah. A standing for adult, T
if you
for
didn't
T.
like that record, well, don't play it. I mean, you know, yeah. It's not like somebody's holding a cue card to your throat. You know, that was the format. The format was in those boxes right there. That was the format. And the order in which you played them was pretty much up to you. They give you, you know, little suggestions.
But, how long was your shift?
I think a maximum of about 4 hours. I had the joy of not only sitting through Art Linkletter, but Arthur Godfrey as well.
I was going to ask you, because you worked there during that transition period, and I've heard stories before Pat signed the CBS contract, mm-hmm. Katy was pretty much out there on its own. And I remember that there was almost a revolt when the contract and all of the network programming and the network news. Mm-hmm. So give me your impressions of that time, if you remember.
Well, we were kind of shocked. I mean, we thought we were on a real roll, or rock and roll, actually. And then all of a sudden to have Art Linkletter and Arthur Godfrey and News on the Hour and this and that and this and that, dead alerts, all kinds of clicking and clacking going on. It took some getting used to, but we all did. After a couple of days, we just went along with it and had loads of fun. Loads of fun. It was crazy. It was just way too much fun.
Thank you.
A pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Known you a lot of years, and
it has been a long time.
Yeah, 85. Bob, thank you.
Always a pleasure, man.
Okay.
Always a pleasure.
Good to see you again.